This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, we're kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you can bring up what you want. We're talking about a currency redenomination. No, they're not trying that in the United States quite yet. And maybe they never will. But they're doing it in Venezuela for the third time in less than 15 years. In fact, it's the second time that they've redenominated, which means chopping zeros off the end of the currency. It's the second time in 3 years. The last time they did it was 2018.
Stealing value from their people.
Well, they've been stealing value. I mean, this is just a way to make it look like they're doing something to change a thing. But the reality, of course, is anybody that knows even a little bit about economics and inflation knows that this is just a shell game that they're playing with people. And I would hope that the Venezuelan people by now realize this, you know, what the scam is. And certainly a lot of them do because there are 70% of them are using dollars now instead of the Venezuelan Bolivar.
You know, I don't know. I don't necessarily know if that actually means that they understand what's going on just because they're unable to effectively use their own currency.
Well, I think that you understand if you're facing inflation. You understand the prices of things are going up on the shelf. And you understand that if you use the dollar, which we don't like the dollar here either, but it's certainly more stable by comparison to the Venezuelan. I mean, anything
is
more stable by comparison to the Venezuelan Bolivar.
I feel like you're giving people too much credit.
Yeah,
I mean,
look at the Americans. They don't realize there's inflation going on.
Yeah, but the Americans aren't, hold on. I mean, it's more subtle here.
Yeah.
Like, some Americans are realizing it, but if your prices were doubling, you know, every week at the gas pump or at the grocery store.
You can talk to people about how a slice of pizza in the 90s cost $1 and today it's $5,
yeah,
right? And they still won't, like, understand, like, why or how that comes to be.
Yeah.
Like, they won't even attribute that to government. Like, it's, and you try to explain,
and you can't explain it to them?
And they still don't get it. Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like you're giving them people too much credit. Like, I mean, they'll see it, sort of, but, like, they won't really understand it.
Most of my life, like, growing up, I didn't really understand it until I started listening to Tom Woods. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, that's just how it is. Back in the 1800s, you could buy things for cents for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel like people don't really understand economics.
It's not that hard to explain
money printing.
It's not that hard to explain it to people.
It's simple.
But you're talking to people who are generally smarter than average.
And not just that. People get explained economics incorrectly in the schools.
Sure.
They don't get it explained at all in high school or anything below that. And then in college, they get it explained it to them incorrectly on purpose.
That's right. And they say in government school that inflation is an increase in prices. And they're lying. It is not. That's a symptom of inflation. But it's not a complicated thing to understand. I never got a degree in economics. I don't claim to be an economist. But I do understand that when you print more money out, it brings the prices up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, actual economics that makes sense, like Austrian economics that, like, Tom Woods and Bob Murphy explain to me, mm-hmm, are easy to understand. People are just not exposed to the explanations.
Yeah. Well, and look, the reality is if prices are doubling, again, it's one thing to see prices go up 5% or 10% at the grocery store. Okay, that's annoying. It definitely is going to hurt the poor more than it's going to hurt the wealthy. That's what we're experiencing here in the United States right now. But if your prices are going up 50% every week, you're going to pay a little bit more attention. Maybe you're going to be a little more interested in finding out why this is. You're going to ask a question of your coworkers or your
let me ask you this.
Family members.
If people understand it, why do they keep voting for socialism? Why do they keep voting for the same guys?
Well, they don't know what to do. How are you going to vote any other way? They're all socialists.
I mean, vote for anybody else. I don't know, but people seem to keep doing the same thing. Like,
sure, they're giving the same options.
If people were...
But Ian, people are like begging for a free school.
They're giving people two options, and they're still voting for the same option. It's not like they're voting in a different person into power. I mean, these people just, they don't understand what's going on. They don't understand how this stuff works.
Let me go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Jesse is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, so I've been following you guys for a while now, probably about like 4 years.
Thanks.
You guys do a great job of, you know, explaining how the way the world really works is and everything like that. And, yeah, just been kind of looking to move up to New Hampshire at some point.
Wow, cool.
I thought, you know, after, in a couple of years, like maybe around closer to when I'm 30 years old, after I'm a little bit more established, but it looks like I might not get that chance. Based on the way things are going in, you know, my state and tyranny, basically just ratcheting down just the world over. So
you're feeling like your sense of urgency has increased faster than you expected?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, don't wait. Move, because once you establish yourself someplace, it's really
hard to cut the strings.
Yeah, it's harder to cut the strings. I just don't even.
Yeah, I've
accept whatever losses you have to and move.
I like to say, you know, it's good to have a little bit of savings, you know, before moving.
Yes, have some savings, but don't establish yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
don't
what
buy
I mean?
A house down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, don't buy a house. Don't do anything like that, because then you're going to get stuck there. Don't go looking for women. You know, move and then look for women.
Right.
Well, unless you have somebody and then move with them. But yeah.
Right, exactly.
So
I was thinking about, you know, saving up for a house or whatever, you know, knowing exactly what did I want to do. And then I started listening to your, you know, radio show. And then I've known for a while that, you know, the government is, they're all criminals and everything.
Right.
We lose more freedom, you know, daily and everything. So, but I didn't know just how bad, you know, it's gotten until, you know, recently, just to give you like a little bit of backstory,
sure.
Like I've been kind of working at this job. I've been working at for 5 years. I've been a technician at this Toyota dealership, working my way through the ranks, and just decided that wrenching on cars wasn't for me. So started sales a few months ago, and even in this, you know, fucked up economy.
LRN.FM. Good call and everything, but can't let you say that. Wasn't prepared for it, but
I don't even think he intended to say it.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
Hopefully I got it in time there. Let's go to Bob. He's on. Can't say the F word on the air, but Bob is on the air. Hopefully, are you there, Bob? I know we've had some trouble with your phone line.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey.
Sorry about the phone trouble there.
No worries. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys are talking about inflation. It's kind of an interesting. I do want to talk about that, but that last caller, what he was before he said the naughty word, he said things are messed up, and you were saying to move. Do you think that's like an option for us, like in the long run? Like, do you guys think that, like, okay, if you're like us, we should all band together and go somewhere and have a state where we are all together, all like-minded, and all free? And that the type of that basically your state depends on the type of people you have in it.
I mean, doesn't that make sense?
I mean, I want to say let's not get ahead of ourselves, because we're not free here in New Hampshire, but we're working in that direction, right?
Yeah.
And we are getting this somewhere. So.
So would you subscribe to the idea then that, like, who makes up your society, like who makes up your society, like the type of people matters?
Yeah, absolutely it does. In fact, if you want to continue the discussion, I definitely want to have it, so stand by. We'll get back into that here if Bob wants to stay with us. The number is 603-283-6160. I think it's really important to have a deliberate group of people come together and have similar belief systems. That makes total sense.
Yeah, in your closest range, at least. I mean, like, I just don't care about what the rest of quote unquote, the United States is doing, because why should it affect me what people are doing in Arizona?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And this kind of ties into something you were saying, Chris, about people being clueless. People, and I think you're generally right. People are too absorbed in their own lives and, you know, what's going on with their drama, their own personal drama, or at work, or whatever their thing is that they do and they're interested in. And they're not paying attention to the things that go on around them or things that we would consider to be important. And they're never going to. They're never going to care as much about it like people like us. So it makes sense that people that actually believe in freedom come to the same geographic area like Jesse was planning on doing, and I hope we'll see him here soon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about money matters, specifically with regard to crazy hyperinflation happening in Venezuela. Not only are 75% of the population there in extreme poverty, according to a recent survey, but also they're now knocking six zeros off of the currency, redenominating the 1 million Bolivar note to 1 Bolivar. And already, the Bolivar, the new Bolivar, which they're calling the digital Bolivar now. And we'll tell you more about that here in a moment, because it's kind of an interesting twist to this just mess of a situation down there. But they're redenominating that, and we'll get further into that. But get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's an event hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. And physical tickets are sold out for this event. It's happening in Europe. But you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. They're exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will be speaking at this October 16th event. So we're just over 2 weeks away from that right now. You can get your digital tickets over at lifetimeliberty.com and see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. We're going to go back to Bob on the line in New York. Bob, you'd called in about these kind of migratory movements that we're seeing spring up. You've got people on the left moving to California. You've got people on the right moving to places like Texas and Florida. And, of course, libertarian-minded folks, freedom-minded people moving to New Hampshire. Sure, and go ahead with your thoughts.
It's an interesting topic about, like, you know, if you want a society of the freedom-loving type, that you need to have certain type of people there and not other type of people there who are against what you believe. Do you not see this as kind of a contradiction within libertarianism that, like, you know, you say you're freedom-loving, you say you're whatever, but fundamentally, society is shaped by who you have there. And so if you have certain types of people there that are against what you think, you should be expelling them and bringing in people who are more like what you want.
I don't think anybody ever say anything about expelling people, but
well, he's suggesting that. So he's saying that if you want a certain society, you have to control who comes in.
Well, I disagree with that, and I think what would happen if enough free staters moved to New Hampshire and were really getting things done, people would voluntarily move because they don't want to live with their lives, you know. They don't like the freedom. They don't like the free staters.
Yeah, they want to be in a controlling place, and that we've already seen that happen. Actually, Bonnie, we've seen people.
We've already got this situation, right? Like,
yeah.
So
nobody would have to use force, so it wouldn't be against the non-aggression principle. So I don't think a contradiction in libertarianism.
This is already happening without, you know, force or violence. So
yeah, Bob, any other thoughts?
What if a bunch of people come into your state or your community or your country that aren't like you and then turn it into a hellhole? You don't see it.
Why would people want to come here if they're status? Wouldn't they rather go someplace else like Vermont or, I don't know, some other place like...
Yeah, the people that previously... And by the way, just to address that question, and thank you for the call tonight, Bob. That has been one of the objections for people when you bring up New Hampshire, like, hey, why don't you know, freedom lovers, why don't you move here? One of the key objections is, well, haven't there been a bunch of freedom-hating people coming up from Massachusetts forever? That's one of the major objections that people bring up. And the reality, of course, is that, yeah, some people have come in from places like Massachusetts or New York or whatever, and that's because New Hampshire isn't free enough yet. These are the same people who are, many of them, scared to death if you walk down the street with no mask on. Okay? These people will want to leave the more of us move here. The more freedom-loving people move here, the more afraid these cowardly statists are going to become.
Yeah, the government just canceled a meeting they were going to have because they were threatened by Frank Footloose and his friends not wearing cloth diapers on their faces.
Well, and also Footloose apparently said at this meeting, which was going to be of the governor and the executive council a couple days ago, Footloose said during this meeting, or like before it started, because there was like chanting and protesters were there, he said, "We know where you live." And so they said that was a threat, and the state employees had to leave under police escort. So, you know, that these people are just such a bunch of pussies, and they're so afraid of freedom-loving people. And so the more of us there are, the more uncomfortable their lives become. And the reality is, and again, thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate it. The reality is that people have already left.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Like, we already know people who have fled because
bad people
of
who bad have
people
left.
Who object to us.
I can think of some specifically.
Because of us, they've left because they're not winning, they're losing.
There used to be a group here in Keene. We've always had, like, haters here in Keene because we're activists, and so we do things.
And this is a lefty kind of town, so.
We make news, we make headlines, and so people hate you. If you have an opinion and it's public, obviously some people who disagree with you are going to hate you for it. And so the group is called Free Keene from the Free Keene Stigma. Bit of a mouthful as far as the group name is concerned.
I always thought it was so dumb because it says Free Keene twice, and that's like all you hear. Free Keene, right. Free Keene, huh?
Yeah, but it was that was
for
their
the
thing.
Advertisement.
One of them was the owner of a coffee shop in downtown Keene, and he at one point came up to Sam Dodson, who used to be a co-host here on Free Talk Live, and technically, like, assaulted him by touching him with his coffee cup or battered him or whatever the legal term is. He didn't hurt him, but he did, without permission, touch him.
Did he spill on him?
He didn't spill it on him. He just, like, I think the coffee cup was actually empty at the time, but it had, like, a message written on it. And this guy was one of the biggest opponents to liberty activists being here in Keene and in New Hampshire in general. And he moved out of town, sold his business, and moved to Los Angeles. And his daughter, who was just like him, his daughter, who, you know, was just like him, she went to Washington, D.C.
Oh, good for her.
There was another woman named Pam Martins who wrote for a website called counterpunch.org, I think it was. And this was like in 2006, 2007, you know, that range of time. And she wrote anti-Free State Project hit pieces for Counterpunch, multiple hit pieces. She lived in Westmoreland, which is the town west of Keene. And she moved out. She and her husband sold her house, sold their house and left the state. There was another woman named Susan the Bruce. She left more recently.
Did she die?
She ended up dying, but she left before she died. She hated Free Staters. She hated liberty activists. She was one of the most vehement anti-Free State Project bloggers in New Hampshire. She had a blog. I think you can probably still access it. And it constantly was attacking people like our co-host Nobody and me.
But she moved and then died?
She moved to Maine, and then she passed away. She was ill at the time, but she passed away out there. And so those are just a few that come to my head, just a few that I know of personally who were very loud-mouthed haters, and they're gone.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a weird way to phrase this, but I have a lack of better terminology to use. But like, as Free Staters have gained power, so to speak, in the state, a lot of people, you know, on the opposite side of this they're leaving.
They're pissed.
They've kind of admitted defeat. You know,
they're upset too.
They're upset, they're not
leaving. And there's a whole article from New Hampshire Public Radio from last week that calls libertarians established in the state.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong. More coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160 is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. California will soon require all students in both public and private schools to get the COVID-19 vaccine once the shot is fully authorized by the FDA for different age groups.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin to apply that requirement in the next term.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced the new emergency order on Friday while visiting a middle school in San Francisco. The COVID-19 vaccine will now join a list of 10 other vaccinations required for children to attend school in the state. Wisconsin State House Speaker Republican Robin Voss signed off on the first subpoenas in an election audit in the state. The latest sign the controversial review of the 2020 race is escalating. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court sided with the Biden administration late Thursday in a ruling that will allow the Department of Homeland Security to continue to impose COVID restrictions that have blocked the majority of asylum seekers from entering the U.S. this year. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We're in the midst of a pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control has a Title 42 authority that we exercise to protect the migrants themselves, to protect the local communities, our personnel, and the American public. The pandemic is not behind us. Title 42 is a public health policy, not an immigration policy.
Immigration advocates who have sued the administration to end the policy say it is an enforcement measure disguised as a public health order. The dollar began the last quarter of 2021 near its highest levels of the year and was headed for its best week since June as investors expected a hawkish-sounding Federal Reserve to lift U.S. interest rates sooner than its major peers. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the number. You can join us here. A bunch of people have so far. I appreciate that. The number 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris, 603-283-6160. We started out talking about Venezuela. There's still more to say about this new redenomination of their currency. They're knocking 6 zeros off this time. Last time in 2018, it was 5 zeros. So that's a total of 11 zeros in just the last 3 years. Knocked off their currency.
It's increasing the number of zeros. That is not a good sign.
No, it's not. And we can tell you more about that. But your calls are, you know, more interesting, I think. So we're going to go to them. We will go first to the phones, to the fun. Footloose is on the line. In fact, the guy we were just talking about at a meeting of what was intended to be the governor of New Hampshire and his executive council. They were going to have a meeting about your cronies, for sure. They were going to have a meeting about accepting $27 million in federal money for COVID nonsense. And Footloose, you were there with hundreds of protesters. Tell us about the scene. What happened?
So, yeah, there was probably close to 300 people outside.
Wow.
And this was a public hearing, obviously, to accept that $27 million in funding. And they picked a venue that only accommodated 75 people.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, they were, if someone left, they would allow some one other person in. So they were keeping it to the exact fire code count. And I got in there pretty early.
Nice.
As it just happened, I was by the door, and somebody was leaving. They said, "Oh, you want to go in?" I said, "Oh, sure. I want to go in there. Of course. That's what I'm here for."
Mm-hmm.
And once we got in, it was pure propaganda. of course. Mm. They had the 5-year-old kid governor get up there and do his little spiel about stigma for mental health amongst, you know, grade schoolers who are depressed and committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And why are they doing that? Because of social distancing, masks, remote learning, and all that.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So that's, of course, not anything that he mentioned at all. And then they had to do their little photo op, and all I said was, propaganda, got to get that photo op. A couple other people made some comments, whatever. And then they took a break, and then they were going to do the public portion at 10 o'clock. So this thing started at 7:30, we were told, and then weren't allowed in, and then we were told it was going to be 10 o'clock for the public portion. But they still were not allowing any of the public inside.
Huh.
There were over 200, a lot of people had to leave, and there was like 200 people left outside that weren't allowed inside to participate. So I made comments, which the news is not sharing, but we do have video of.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the cops, I said, this is a public hearing, public accommodation. You have to allow these people outside, inside, or you have to reschedule this thing. And so that's what I was yelling and screaming about to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But also, more important is that money has strings attached.
Of course it
and
does.
Those strings attached are for a vaccine registry, vaccine passport, tracking and tracing, contact tracing, and last but not least, isolation and quarantine.
Oh, boy.
And
quarantine
then
camps.
Also, whatever else in the future the federal government decides to tell us to do to keep that funding going. So there's all these other unknown strings attached. But COVID can't for the dirty unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's a question. I don't know if you followed this process. I didn't have a question about, like, the political procedure here, because I read a story from New Hampshire Public Radio earlier this week. I didn't put it on the air, but I did mention it. It was about the liberty-minded people that are behind some of these protests that are going on, some of the groups that are anti these COVID crackdowns. And they cited a committee of state representatives where the committee leader refused this $27 million. Like, the committee voted down the $27 million. So how did this thing get in front of the governor? Do you know?
I'm not exactly sure. And there were certain groups and individuals that were pushing for us to allow the vote to take place. But we cannot allow the possibility of a yes vote on this.
Mm-hmm.
They need to reject it in hand. Another thing, the governor made comments on after the fact. He said, yeah, and we're waiting for the AG to put out a memorandum regarding the legality of this thing, because other comments that the governor made were that we're going to enter into this contract, but they can't hold us accountable to the terms. We're not going to – basically, he was insinuating, we're not going to do COVID camps. We're not going to do anything that they ask us to do while we're getting the money, and that's obviously complete BS.
Yeah, trust him. He's a government guy. Trust him.
Yeah, trust him. He's lied.
Right.
He said threats were made. He said there were many direct threats. The guy that he was talking to on the radio said the man bun guy, he identified me in particular, he said that I threatened the 5-year-old kid governor.
We were speculating. Anyway, what was the threat? Was it wearing a mask or was it something else?
No.
Was it raising your voice? Was that the threat?
It's pure smokescreen. Pure smokescreen. They're saying people felt threatened and they were in fear for their lives because they knew it looked they were going to try to spin it against us instead of saying, well, we messed up and had a venue that didn't accommodate the public and we have to change it to be able to accommodate the public.
It was. I have to say, the union. I think it was the union leader piece was extraordinarily entertaining. They compared, if I'm not mistaken, you guys to the insurrection of January 6th, and I was thinking that's hilarious. Literally, it was a protest, or I don't even know if you could call it a protest. It was just basically people who objected.
People were speaking up in this meeting,
in a public meeting.
They didn't want to hear it,
and
so they ran away.
So this is, I did say, we know where you live, because we do. It's public record.
But that was a, you were referencing a protesting at his house, correct?
Correct. And prior to this event, the day before, I sent texts and emails to all the executive council members explaining to them that they must vote no, otherwise we will protest at their houses too, because we know where they live.
So they quit,
public record.
They can't even claim ignorance, like on what you meant by what you said. It was clear as day that you were not referencing any kind of violent revolt or anything of that nature.
They're acting as though they are under some kind of a threat. And here's the thing: I've seen some of the video from this event, and there are very clearly standing at the front of this room multiple uniformed state police officers, and we know from the way these goons have behaved outside of the governor's house, where they have arrested you and other people and ticketed people for doing what should be constitutionally protected free speech,
holding candles, free protests.
Yeah, holding candles outside the governor's house. They will arrest you on the drop of a dime. You know, the drop of a hat, they will arrest you.
When they're directed to, at least.
They don't need to be directed to. If you stand in this room and you openly threaten the little boy or the governor or anybody else standing in there, you better believe those cops are going to swarm you and handcuff you and drag you out. And they didn't, did they?
And let me touch on that. So this is the important thing. The governor, in his little radio thing where he slandered me, he said that they couldn't arrest everybody, or they couldn't arrest one person, meaning me, because they would have to arrest other people, meaning Nurse Therese, and maybe some other people. But otherwise, and if we arrested them, it really would have gone out of hand.
Oh, so he was worried that there would be some sort of uprising, and that everybody would get hurt. The police would get hurt. So if that's true, then they will possibly be arresting people later, right? Like, they will do that sometimes. They'll hold off on an arrest.
Come to your house once later.
They do that routinely as a matter of practice.
They could have got me because at the end of the meeting, once they said we're canceling the meeting, a couple of the counselors came out. They said we're canceling it because some of the DHHS people that were in the room felt in fear, and they asked for escort. And then once everybody was gone and escorted to their vehicles, there were still some people lingering in the room, and the police asked me to clear the room for them.
Hang on. If you can stick with us, Footloose, we're going to bring you back here in just a moment, because I know there's more, I think, that he has to say, and you can share your thoughts with us here at 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. Coming up, Coinbase has been hacked, or have they? We'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get the chance. Also, still more to go on the Venezuelan redenomination to what they're now calling the Digital Bolivar. But they're still printing physical bolivars. We'll see what that's all about. Coming up here with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. And I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. It's a great source for learning about cryptocurrency, because that is another great alternative for people. And they mentioned in this story about Venezuela that people have been using gold, for instance, to buy things. And they're also, some of them are using cryptocurrency there. In fact, Caracas is one of the, if not the biggest city for businesses accepting cryptocurrency.
Burger King accepts crypto there, which is so weird.
Really? As I understand it, yeah. That's actually like a year old. That's kind of old news at this point.
Hmm.
But if you go and you look at the different maps of places in the world that accept crypto, Caracas is one of the highest concentrations out there. Now, Keene is up there too, so I don't know if we beat Caracas or Caracas beats Keene.
I mean, that's a large city compared to Keene.
I'm talking about per capita.
Okay.
And Keene is, pretty solid as far as its crypto acceptance is concerned.
Oh, definitely.
So head over to Bitcoin.com. You can learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. And if you are not new to cryptocurrency, then you can go to the news site there over at news.bitcoin.com and get the latest news headlines from the world of crypto. Let's go back to Footloose, calling us from New Hampshire, giving us the rundown on what actually happened in this news-making, headline-generating meeting, or what was supposed to be a meeting, between the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, and the executive council, which are the five men and women that sort of control spending. The governor, for instance, I believe there's like a limit on the amount of spending that he can authorize all by himself. If it's a large amount, he has to go to the executive council. So they were going to have a meeting about accepting $27 million and a bunch of strings attached to it from the federal government. And Footloose, you were there with hundreds of protesters at this particular meeting, and they canceled the meeting, claiming they were afraid for their lives, and scurried out the door, and now they're saying they're going to have it at another time of date. By the way, did you hear that Sununu, the governor in New Hampshire, also canceled an appearance he had out here in Walpole, New Hampshire?
Like Allison's Orchard
thing, yeah.
Yeah, Allison's, yeah. Orchard. Canceled that in advance.
We were going to be coming there in droves.
Nice.
Most of our people are the ones that got all the tickets.
Love it.
We had lots of people, proxies, getting 10 tickets each. So,
yeah. So he's so cowardly, he won't even show up to events now, it sounds like. And yet they're still planning on having a public meeting. There's been another one scheduled that they canceled this week. Is that right?
Yeah, so they're supposed to be having another public one at a different location. I heard that it was going to be at UNH on the 13th,
mm-hmm.
but you know they're not confirming that through the state. But my contacts are telling me that.
Where's UNH?
Manchester.
Isn't that USNH?
No, Dover.
Okay. Oh God, that's a long trip.
it's this guy, the governor he's kind of, it's pretty hilarious. Like, didn't he cancel like his inauguration or something?
Yeah, he did.
Over like a fear for his life or something like that, yeah. Because
same
of the protesters.
Same thing. Yep.
Yeah, and then they had it in secret
because of the candlelight vigil that we had outside his house.
Yeah.
He canceled his inauguration because he claimed that armed protesters were in his backyard. Nobody stepped foot on his property. We have all the video to prove it.
Yeah.
We have legal representation on that as well. He gave tickets out to what we're calling the Newfields Nine, and there were nine of us that got $100 tickets. Skylar Bennett, Savage Truth 603, go give him a follow on YouTube and Facebook. He got arrested. He was the gentleman who was carrying legally.
Yep.
He got his firearm returned that night when we bailed him out. So, like, their whole narrative is all about controlling public perception. There was no reason to cancel his inauguration. The reason he canceled it is because he heard that everybody was going to be out there with pots and pans and long guns, too, which is, of course, not violent. I know some people try to say open carrying or bringing arms to a protest is violence. That's violence.
Ridiculous.
No.
It's exercising your freedoms. Right. Yeah, it's exercising your rights. And in New Hampshire, we still have the right to, open carry unless you're a felon.
I find this hilarious, from the perspective of this is a state where you can bring your firearm into, at least until recently, into the state house.
You still can.
And yet he's afraid because there's somebody protesting outside his house that has a concealed weapon that they wouldn't even have known about had the police not made an arrest.
So,
and the only reason they arrested him was because he was trying to get an officer to identify himself, a masked officer who was not wearing a name tag or a badge. And he got butthurt, and he called in the goon squad that they had hiding around the corner, and 15 to 20 officers in riot gear showed up and marched up the path, and then he pointed at Skylar, and they arrested Skylar.
Yeah, it's crazy video. I mean, the whole thing that happened, and you're talking about something that happened back in like December, I think it was, or early January, end of December, early January. If you go back to the Free Keen blog, back in that time frame, you'll find that video there. It's pretty wild stuff. So, Footloose, there's a big event scheduled for tomorrow in the state, the state capitol near the state house. Can you just kind of give us a rundown of what to expect? What's happening?
So that is a permitted march, and
yikes.
Let me pull it up here.
Why would somebody ask for a permit?
It's Health Freedom New Hampshire is putting it on, and they want to do it. You know,
come on, guys.
I would my tactic is to do what we call the Ouroboros, and you walk in a single file line, and you just go across the crosswalks in a zigzag fashion wherever you want to go, and people have to stop for you. Briefly while you're crossing the crosswalk. We just did that in Nashua, and it worked very well.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so this event is from 12 to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Family-friendly. It's going to be meet up at the State Library, 20 Park Street in Concord. And then at about 12:15, we'll march a half-mile loop ending at the State House, and then there will be guest speakers, music, and more. People setting up tables and all that. It should be a great event. Lots of people.
Yeah, I've heard rumors there might be hundreds of people at this particular event. And if you get hundreds of people to show up in New Hampshire, you have one of the biggest protests, you know, in recent months. I mean, this sounds like it's going to be pretty big.
You know what I find kind of funny too about these, having been to some of these protests?
seems that it's very much people who would be the governor's supporters. So it's not like it's not just libertarians. It's
there's a lot of Republican types,
and yeah. it's just hilarious to see this the whole thing unfolding because it's like his own supporters don't support him.
Well, it's a great opportunity for people to mix together, and you know, for people that are of the liberty mindset to maybe you know make some inroads and make some new friends and things like that. So
yeah, we're gonna be interviewing people. Surveying people about New Hampshire independence.
Yep, that's we're going to be there for doing that. Footloose, anything else you want to share? I mean, I appreciate you spending some time with us tonight.
Yeah, so I just want to finish the story about that event.
Sure.
So after the cops asked me to clear the room, which I did, I was the last one in there with the police who are calling me Footloose. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I have friends in law enforcement. I worked with the Manchester Police Department. So I flew Sheriff Mack out here from Arizona, okay? Like, that was $7,500 out of pocket that I recouped. I ended up only paying $250 for the whole thing. I recouped $7,250 of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a huge event as well that we put on. And I have law enforcement friends because I'm friends with good people. Not because they're cops, not because they're law enforcement, but because they're good people. I don't care if you're a politician or you're a cop. I care that you're a good person that lives according to principle. And so after I cleared the room, the officers asked me, they said, hey, people left signs everywhere. So Reopen New Hampshire is the one who made an event for that public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that left and had to go to work and that were not allowed inside ended up leaving their signs behind. And so there was like signs and trash strewn everywhere. The officers told me that the event organizers would be charged with littering if somebody didn't clean it up, and would I mind cleaning it up? And I said, no problem. I thank you for letting me know. And I cleaned up all the signs and all the trash. And I took it with me.
All by yourself.
Dangerous insurrectionist.
Yeah.
And if you had been threatening, as the governor has been claiming that you were, you were alone with the state police. If they'd wanted to clink the handcuffs on you, they certainly could have, and no one else would have even known about it. Thanks, Footloose. We'll see you tomorrow. Bonnie and I will see you tomorrow at the event.
Thanks for the time.
Good stuff there. And by the way, he's from Absolute Defiance. If you check him out on various different platforms, it's Footloose with Absolute Defiance. Hour 3.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exne Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to HandgunConversion.com. That's HandgunConversion.com.